So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Hey everyone, it's another Mesereau Monday. Jennifer Gartenberg here from Mesereau. Last week we talked about 529s. This is all under the theme of what to do before the end of the year. And last year, we were all talking about how many losses we had on the market. It was a great year to talk about tax loss harvesting.
It was.
This year, we got off to a rocking start. We had kind of a rough patch in the middle there and still kind of, although there's been a rally. Who knows what the next 2 months bring? But everyone probably has some stock or something they've invested in that has had a loss this year. How can we use that to our advantage?
So tax, first of all, thanks for having me back.
Of course.
It's great to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Tax loss harvesting is a great year-end strategy that not enough people take advantage of. I'm always surprised by how many of my clients have never done this before. So it's definitely something to talk to your advisor about to make sure they're doing this for you. So this only applies to non-IRA accounts, to taxable accounts. If you have a loss in a security,
yes,
in a non-IRA, we recommend you sell that security, book the loss for tax purposes, which we'll talk about in a moment, and then immediately reinvest those proceeds into a very similar security. So it can't be the same thing,
right,
but it can be something very similar. So, for example, you might own the S&P 500 ETF, and you, mm-hmm, have a large loss in that. You can sell that and immediately repurchase a Vanguard Total U.S. Stock Market Index, for example, which is another ETF very similar to the S&P, but not exactly the same. That allows you to have the same exposure in your portfolio to large cap U.S. stocks, but you can use that loss to offset gains this year and also offset gains in the future, which is really valuable. And those gains roll forward each and every year. Excuse me, those losses roll forward each and every year until you've used them up against other gains.
I kind of want to just do some simple math on this.
Sure.
Let's say you bought an ETF or some S&P 500 security that was for $100. It's down at $90. You can sell it for $90. That $10 you lost is going to help you come tax time.
Yes.
And then you can buy something very similar to this one that you sold at whatever price it is at, which, to be honest, is probably, if this one's lower, that one's probably lower.
Right.
So you're getting it at a discount, essentially.
Right. Exactly. So let's say, you, as you said, you had the S&P at 100. It's down to 90. That will go up over time.
Yes.
And whether you book that loss and lock it in at 90 and buy a similar security or don't book the loss, either way, it shouldn't impact the overall performance of your portfolio. But you're taking those $10 and you can use them against other gains that you've booked. And if you have no gains this year, next year, et cetera, you can even use it against ordinary income on your tax return up to $3,000 per year.
Right.
So it's kind of a no-brainer.
It kind of is. It can be a little complicated, though, knowing what you're supposed to do, because there are certain things where you have to wait a certain amount of,
yes,
period.
So
talk to someone.
Sure. So talk to an advisor.
Yes.
What you're talking about is a wash sale. You can't buy back the identical security within 31 days. But if you work with an advisor at Mesereau or wherever you have your money managed, they can definitely help you with that to make sure that you're buying the right securities at the right time and you don't run into any issues.
I hope this isn't anyone this year. It was probably a lot of people last year. But just so we plant a little seed in someone's brain, if there's a really bad year and you want, and you end up losing $10,000, you have a net $10,000, and you say the limit is $3,000 against your income. Now, $10,000 against your gains, you can even however you want. But let's say you're not.
You have no gains.
You have no gains.
Unfortunately, it would be a really bad year.
It was last year.
Yeah.
We just did this.
Right.
Let's say it's $10,000. Can I take the $3,000 tax benefit this year? And can that $10,000 then over go into the next year, the year after?
Yep. So if you use $3,000 of the $10,000 this year, that leaves $7,000 left. You can use another $3,000 next year. That leaves $4,000. Another $3,000 the following year. And then the year after that, you'd have $1,000 left. So you never lose the benefit.
And this is all legal.
Very.
This is like one of those things that seems so shady, but it's not.
It's not shady at all. We would never recommend something shady.
Of course not. And I didn't mean it like that. I just meant it feels like we're... But this is the way the code is written.
Yep.
And it is to provide for people that make a lot of, you know, that investing is a lot of part of their life. You take a loss. That's income. That's negative income. Just like any other business you open up that was negative income, the IRS protects you a little bit in that sense.
Exactly.
Okay. If that made no sense to you, call 1-877-MESIRO. This can be a little heady. Jennifer explained it very well, though. MESIROW.com. We'll drop another pod on you next week.